cop. You should have seen what I was coming across.
What's that?
What's what?
That thing on your head.
What's it look like?
On a Frenchman, it would look like a beret. On you, it looks like a chocolate upside down cake. Listen, help me move this table. I got some big stuff to bring.
Move it. I just put this stuff down here. I'm doing inventory. This is coordinating day. You know, when I coordinate, I don't know about to fool around. And if you want to worry about this hat, don't worry. I was looking through some old things upstairs, and I ran across one of the souvenirs from France, World War I.
World War I, huh?
That's right. World War I. AEF, fighting 15th. General Black Jack Pershing. See, he was white, but they call him Black Jack, I think because of the kind of gum he chewed.
Say, Pop, how old are you?
You know how old I am. I'm 65.
World War I was in 1917. Now, you was 11 years old. What did they give you to fight with, a BB gun?
Did I say World War I?
That's right.
Well, I must have meant World War II.
Oh, World War II, France.
France, yeah. Third Army, General Patton, old blood and guts.
And what did they call you, tired blood and no guts? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about World War II. D-Day, Vive la France. I got the scars right here to prove it. And the Purple Heart.
Now, Pop, you know you never left Fort Dix, New Jersey. Now, that scar on your right side you got from an appendix operation that the Army gave you, the Purple Heart you won in a crap game, and that beret you bought at the Goodwill store.
How would you like one cross your lip?
Sure, that's always your answer.
Just don't call me no liar.
Well, don't give me that nonsense about D-Day and Vive la France and all of that.
Well, I was in the Army. I could have been in the Air Force. They were looking for a tail gunner, and I turned that down.
Why?
I ain't gonna sit in the back of no plane.
Scott, you wasn't in the Army.
No, you caught me those talks.
Come on out here and help me unload this truck, you old faker.
Faker?
That's right.
Faker, you just don't know. You don't know where I've been. I don't understand you kids today. If I'd have talked to my father the way you talked to me, you know what he'd have done?
Yeah, he'd have given you one across the lips.
That's right, and continue on down from there. He whipped from the lips to the hips.
And you think that's the answer, huh?
Well, it might not be the answer, but it sure wasn't no question when he finished.
Pop, the kids today don't want to hear nonsense. Now, they want the truth. You know, the truth shall set you free.
Yeah, your Uncle Edgar thought the same thing. Truth will set him free. And he told the truth, and the judge gave him 6 months. Oh! Oh, my heart! I think I'm having a heart attack. You hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming to join you, honey. And your dummy son, he brought me a wooden overcoat.
Oh, this. What's the matter with you?
Them coffins, ain't they?
Of course they're coffins, but they can't hurt you, Pop. Listen, come over here.
Don't bother me.
Would you come
don't
over here?
Don't touch me. I'm not going near them things.
Would you just take it easy?
Listen.
There's nobody in here. Listen. Anybody in there?
No.
Don't do that.
haven't you ever seen coffins before?
Yeah, but not in my own backyard. Get them out of here.
I paid $25 for these.
I don't care what you paid for them. Get them out of here.
Would you listen to me, Pop? Now, we can make ourselves a nice little profit on these things. I bought them at an auction. Now, nobody else would bid on them.
Nobody would bid on them but an undertaker and a dummy. You ain't no undertaker.
Would you stop that and start thinking like a businessman? Now, I'm telling you, Pop, we can make 100% profit on these things.
Well, what's wrong with them?
I don't know. Maybe they last year's model. You know, coffins are like bathtubs, Pop. They never go out of style.
I don't like bathtubs. I take a shower. Let's get them out of here.
Would you listen to me, Pop? Now, we all have to go sometime. Now, somebody's going to need these coffins, and they'll come and take them off our hands.
Well, I hope if they need them, they come and take them before they need them.
And that's when we'll make ourselves a nice little profit on the deal, okay?
Okay, but they ain't staying out in the yard.
Of course not. They're going in the house.
What?
Well, you don't think I'm gonna leave them out here, do you? They'll get ruined out here.
Well, they ain't going in the house.
Well, they're not staying out here.
And they ain't going in the house.
Oh, yes, they are.
Oh, no, they're not. Over my dead body.
Well, that's one sale we got. Which one do you want? I think they're both the same size. And they're a good color, Pop. Brown will go with anything.
And so will this brown go with anything.
Don't you grab the other end when I slide this out, okay?
I ain't going in first. Make me feel like a pallbearer. It's a bad sign to have coffins in the house.
Believe all them silly superstitions, don't you? Don't open an umbrella in the house. Don't put your shoes on the table. Don't put your hat on the bed. Put it right down here. And what's that other one you told me that time? Oh, yeah. A cat yowling at midnight means there's going to be a death in the house. Come on out here and help me get the other.
Well, you can think what you want to. But it happened to my cousin Richard. Cat yowled and yowled and yowled outside the house all night. And they found him the next morning, dead.
The cat was yowling because he never saw anybody that liquored up. And as for your cousin Richard, they found him dead all right. He was dead drunk.
Sure don't like to touch these things.
Did you get in there?
I ain't going in first.
Say, Pop, haven't you ever heard that old saying, the second time through, you gotta go feet first?
Oh, I didn't remember that.
Yeah.
Okay, you're right.
You see that? Now, I just made that up, and you believe me. Now, that's how superstitions get started.
Yeah. Well, what about when all them pigeons gathered on top of Miss Johnson's house? And I told you that was a bad sign. I said, Miss Johnson's not going to be around long. And within a year, she was dead.
Pop, Miss Johnson was 97 years old.
Well, the pigeons knew it.
They knew they had to take a rest. Pigeons can't fly forever.
Well, why'd they have to rest on top of her roof? You can't answer that, can you?
I can't answer that because it doesn't make any sense. Now, that's part of the nonsense that we were just talking about.
Ain't no nonsense. It's a bad sign. You get these things out of here. You'll turn this house into a place of mourning.
And I suppose up until now, this junkyard has been Fun City.
No, I think these coffins kind of cheer the place up.
Don't sit down on that. That's a bad sign. Something awful happened.
Pop, if that was the case, there wouldn't be an undertaker alive. Now, they're surrounded by these things all day.
Yeah, but that's different. That's their job.
And it's not a bad one. You know, that's not a bad business to get into, Pop.
Tush.
Listen, you'd make a real fine undertaker. You got cold hands.
Don't touch me.
And a nice, sad kissing. Well, you'd be real good. I can see it now. Sanford and Son, funeral directors.
Immediate family, right this way to the first row, please.
Tell you, stop talking like that. You want to see something awful's gonna happen.
Don't worry, just relax. Now, we'll have a customer for these things before the day is over. Now, you see, on the way home, I'll stop by the barbershop to spread the word.
So what are we supposed to do in the meantime? Stretch out in them and watch TV?
See, you know what? That's not a bad idea.
Shut up.
Listen, if we can't sell these, Pop, we could cut the back out and make a sofa or a couch. That's right. And if we only sell one of them, see, we can cut the other one in half, and we can make matching end tables. Right. We ain't never had matching end tables. What do you say, Pop?
Don't call me Pop. You don't sound like no son of mine. You sound like the son of Frankenstein.
You really are a dick. You see? Now, there's a customer already. Well, there goes our matching end tables. Yeah?
Mr. Sanford?
Uh-huh.
I'm Nelson B. Davis of the Davis Funeral Home.
Oh, yeah.
I was told that you have some caskets that you wish to sell.
Come on in, Mr. Davis.
Thank you.
This is my father.
How do you do, Mr. Sanford? You must excuse my cold hands. Cold hands, warm chapel. That's a little joke in my profession.
As funny as a train wreck. Now, that'll get you some business.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Say, Mr. Davis, the coffin's ready.
Oh, yes.
Ain't nobody in there. Dummy checked.
May I ask if you might know who the last owner happened to be?
It was a little old lady from Pasadena.
little joke for my profession.
Could you stop that? Why do you ask, Mr. Davis?
Well, I would like to know a little about the construction. For example, are they lined with copper or zinc? It makes a difference, you know.
Not to the one who's getting in them.
Besides, they're rather plain, aren't they? What were you thinking of asking for them?
$50 a piece.
$50? No.
Well, what were you thinking?
I was thinking $25 for the two.
Now, you know something? That's good thinking. Take it.
I'm sorry.
Well, what about $30?
No, I'm sorry. $50 a piece.
I'm sorry. $30. That's my final offer.
I'm sorry, Mr. Davis.
Well, I am too. Well, gentlemen, I won't take up any more of your time. Good day. If you change your mind, give me a call. It's been a slow week. Business is dead. I heard that one at the Mortician's Convention. Good day, gentlemen.
You could have sold him. You offered you $30.
$30? Are you kidding? That's only $5 profit. Now, I'm telling you, Pop, I'm going to make a killing with these.
Why don't you make two killings and get rid of both of them?
You see that? There's another customer already.
Oh.
So, he said... Hey, Melvin!
Hello, Lamont!
How you doing?
Hello, Fred!
Hey!
Goodbye, Fred!
See, you big dummy, I'm gonna lose all my good friends. Get them things out the house.
There's another customer.
What did I tell you?
This time of evening, are you kidding?
Oh, just watch and see. Oh, hey, Melvin, come on in.
Are those caskets still in here? If they are, I'm not coming in. Hey, Fred, come on out here.
It's your friend Melvin.
Hey, Melvin. Melvin, why don't you come on back in the house and watch some TV?
No, Fred, I'm not coming back in your house while you got those two things in your living room.
Yeah, well, I don't want to go in there either. Do you know anybody around that might be able to use one?
Well, if he can use it, he ain't no longer around. And on the other hand, if he's around, he can't use it.
Yeah, that's a tough item to sell, you know? Sort of like selling Christmas trees the day after Christmas.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But what you let him buy them things for, anyway?
I didn't. You know how kids are today. They got what they call doing their thing. He won't even listen.
Oh, I guess we were the same way when we were young, Fred.
Yeah.
Did you listen to your father?
Every time he raised that strap up, he had my complete attention.
Are you two just gonna stay out there and talk?
Yeah, we gonna stay out here and talk.
Two old superstitious men, you and Mel.
I ain't superstitious.
Me either. But I ain't going back in there. Look at my right eye jumping.
Yeah. Well, you better get home. That means somebody's there waiting for you. You better hurry, because it might rain.
How can you tell?
My corn been acting up.
Oh, that's a true sign.
It is.
Hey, Ray, I'm going home before it starts raining. Well, Fred, I see you later on.
Fred, all right. Come on, man. All right, Fred. Well, you almost caused me to lose my best friend. And what are you going to do with these things?
What do you mean, what am I going to do with them?
You couldn't sell them to an undertaker. Now you ain't gonna never get rid of them.
Don't worry, they'll be gone by tomorrow.
Tomorrow? You mean they staying here tonight?
I already told you, Pop, they'll get ruined out in the yard.
Well, if they stay in here, then I'm leaving.
What?
That's right, I ain't staying in no house with no coffins.
You mean to tell me you'd rather leave than stay in the house with these things?
I would rather.
Well, where are you gonna sleep?
I'll sleep out on the truck.
On the truck?
Huh?
Well, Pop, the truck smells like gasoline.
That don't make me no difference. I'll get a couple of blankets.
You mean you're actually gonna sleep out there on the truck?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. All that smell of gasoline and stuff out there,
gasoline
Pop,
clears my sinuses.
But what about your arthritis? Now, that's bad for your arthritis.
I've slept under worse conditions in the trenches.
Trenches.
That's right. They had trenches at Fort Dix.
This is really ridiculous. You mean you're actually going to go through with it? Pop, these are just two empty coffins. They can't hurt you.
Yeah, but if I stay here tonight, you won't have to sell but one of them. No kidding. When I was a kid, I heard a story once. The fella stayed in the house all night with a coffin. And the next morning, his hair had turned white. Now, you'd look good with white hair. Just like Jackie Robinson.
Pop, that doesn't make any sense. These things can't hurt you. What are you afraid of?
I ain't afraid of nothing. Ain't nothing gonna hurt me. I'm just gonna get me some sleep.
Well, listen, I'll leave the door open for you in case you change your mind.
You can show, you can close it. I ain't gonna change my mind. Good night, Jackie.
Scared of two. Doesn't make any sense. It's ridiculous. It's two coffins. I'm not afraid. I'm staying here. Don't bother me. Can you hear me?
What?
I just wanted to know if you was all right and to tell you that I left the door before you in case you change your mind.
I know.
Okay.
I know. Just close the door. Leave me alone.
I don't want you to be scared out there.
Oh.
This is ridiculous. Two empty coffins. I'm going to bed. Tell you that the lights don't work.
Well, what you come out here trying to kill me for? Go in there and put a fuse in.
Yeah. That's what I'll do. I'll change the fuse. It probably just needs a fuse.
Yeah. Go, will you?
I'll just go change it.
Please change it.
The fuse.
Oh, good night.
Night. Hey, Pop, where's the fuses?
Where you expect it to be? In the fruit bowl? In the fuse box.
Okay. I'll just go get one in the fuse box and I'll have it changed in a minute. You don't have to worry.
Where do you go on in?
Just change the fuse. Lamont.
Lamont.
Hi, Pop.
Hi. What time is it?
Oh, it's just a little after 12.
But why are you waking me up at a little after 12?
Well, I just wanted to see if you was all right.
Of course I'm all right. Leave me alone.
Okay.
Good night.
Night. Say, Pop.
What is What is it now?
I think you better come back in the house.
Are those things still in there?
Yeah.
Then I ain't coming back in.
But what about your arthritis, Pop? You only got arthritis in your hands now. If you stay out here, you'll be a cripple from your neck down.
And we'll be a perfect match. You're a cripple from your neck up.
But what if something happens to you and I'm not out here to help you?
Ain't nothing gonna happen to me. Please let me get some sleep. I was laying here dreaming about Lena Horne. Now, please, let me rejoin Lena.
You mean you're really not coming back in?
I mean, I'm really not.
Well, if you're gonna be foolish about it, then I'm just gonna have to stay out here with you. No, listen. There's no need of you being out here afraid alone at night, so I'm just gonna stay out here with you. I get it, but there's no need. This is ridiculous. You're ridiculous, and I'm ridiculous for being out here with you.
Then go back in the house.
Don't be ridiculous. Say, Pop, you sleep?
No, I'm just checking my eyelids for cracks.
Say, Pop.
What is wrong with you?
Say, if I get rid of them coffins, would you come back in the house?
Are you gonna get rid of them tonight?
No, the first thing in tomorrow morning.
And I'll see you the first thing in tomorrow morning.
Well, that's what I'll do then. I'll just get rid of them the first thing tomorrow morning. Because, I mean, if you're scared, you're scared. I mean, that's nothing to be ashamed about. I mean, some of us get scared. If you believe in that kind of stuff, then it could get to you. Fortunately, I don't believe in that because I know those coffins are in here and you and me are out here. I got them loaded on your truck, Mr. Davis. They're ready to go.
Thank you. And here is your check for $25.
Oh, thank you.
Mr. Sanford?
I can't shake on account of my arthritis.
I understand. By the way, do you think you'll be getting your hands on any more coffins?
I hate to disappoint you, Mr. Davis, but this is our final going out of business forever coffin sale.
Well, thank you again. I must be getting back to my place now. Like everybody else, I'm a working stiff. Another little joke in the profession.
Well, I hope you're satisfied. I got exactly what I paid for them. And it's all because of you and your silly superstitions.
Ain't got nothing to do with superstition. I just wanted them things out of here.
And I suppose now you're gonna tell me that you're not superstitious.
I'm not. That's something you made up in your mind. I'm not superstitious. Oh, no!
What's the matter with you?
Undertaker left his hat. He left it on the table. And it's Friday. And the clock is striking 12.
Where are you going?
I'm getting out of here. I'm going to check the roof for pigeons. I see you.
Hey, why don't you come back here? Listen, Alfred.
Sanford and Son is recorded on tape before a live studio audience.